Those sequences, 59 seconds, that ended up making a difference in the game tonight?
Yeah, a couple of bounce here and there, and, you know, I mean, I think that it's one of those moments right now where we're playing extremely well and we're not getting as many bounce. So you got to stick with the process, make sure the guys stay positive. I mean, if the guys weren't working, if we were getting eaten alive, it'd be different. But if you guys watch the game, I don't think we got eaten alive tonight. We just got to score one more goal than the other team and prevent one more.
And the team isn't playing well. Like, is there anything you guys could do differently to
stick with the process? Because, like, we'd like to go on the ice and help them out. And if we feel we were far or there, like, there's always adjustment you can do. But right now, we're giving 21 shots to Toronto. One power play. Like, it's not like we shoot ourselves in the foot the whole game and turnovers and giving breakaways and a couple of plays here and there that are going to happen. But, you know, we got primary scoring chances that we should capitalize more on. But it's tough to, you know, we're showing them, we're telling them, but we have a lot of guys that are, we ask a lot of them right now, and, you know, they're giving their best. So our job as coaching staff is to stay with that group. We can't turn on them. They're working that hard and committed. We give two shots in the third, man. I mean, if you were behind the bench, what would you say? Would you say, we suck, we're no good? Like, we just need to be better in a few things, but I got to stick with my guy on this. I can't go against them, and because we're losing a couple of games we should win, then all of a sudden we're changing everything, and I tell them that, you know, they got to do this. They got to, like, we're right there. We just need to be a little better, and then we get that win, and all of a sudden you play like this all the time. Down the road, it could pay.
The crowd seemed to be impatient or, I guess, sarcastic after the third goal was allowed, like every time Kincaid was making the save. What were your thoughts on how
the Well, first played? We took Kincaid out of the game because he was starting to cramp between the intermission. So that's the reason why we took him out of the game. Obviously, as a coach, I don't like my player to be nagged by the fan. I can't go in the stands and tell all the fans to not do it. I don't think it's everybody. Obviously, three goals quick like this. You know, it's not fun for the goalie. It's not fun for the coach. Not fun for the player. I thought we responded really well. Scored two goals before the end of the second period, giving ourselves a chance. It's not something I like. I like for sure.
Through this point, we understand with Keith, the goal is to kind of get him back to a point where he could be a solid backup goaltender in the NHL. But through the games that he's played so far, I'm just curious, how have you assessed how he's been playing and how he's been practicing and getting
back? Well, he's been practicing hard. I think we have a chance to practice more in the NHL, although it was a Christmas break. Obviously, the numbers are not what he would want. Let's not kid ourselves, guys, you know. That being said, I don't think it's because he doesn't care. I think right now things are going a certain way for him and for the team. But he's a big boy. He's a pro. He's been in the NHL. He's been a starter in the NHL. It's for him to dig deep and go back on the winning column and going over 900 as a safe percentage and making those strides. And we're with him. I mean, I'm with him. We're all with him. I'm with all the guys that are here. I'm not against anybody. Everybody's got a job to do and perform to their full potential. And, you know, I think he's trying to get to that.
If it wasn't for the cramps, would he have started the third period?
Yeah. It's tough to pull him just because, you know, we have a turnaround at 3 the next day. We want to give Caden some good time, too. He's a young goalie. You know, I thought about pulling him after the third goal. That being said, you got to respect that Caden is in a process in the NHL. You know, it's been challenging for him also right now. So you got to respect that he's got his 3 o'clock start tomorrow. So to give him too much, you know, we don't want to put the kid in a bad predicament. Or, hey, you know, as frustrated as we are right now, this is a development league, and I cannot coach the same way I would if we were in the performance league. That would be a lie if I tell you I'd coach the same way. A lot of guys we throw out there in situation and we try to, you know, work with our young prospect and put them in winning environment and making sure that we make the right decision for the player, the organization. But he would have started the third period.
Why did he leave the bench before, I think it was like about 90 seconds left in the game? He was still on the bench for the third period, but he left before the end of the game. Why was that?
I wasn't aware. Maybe he was not feeling well. I know when you start cramping and sitting down is not, that's why it got worse in the second period. not saying that's why, but I don't think that, you know, there's anything there. We spoke, me and him, during the second intermission. He wasn't mad. He said, "Coach, I'm cramping." Like, he doesn't want to put the team in that predicament. He gets on the ice and he can't move. And then we give a fourth goal and we scored a third goal and then we end up losing. I think it's fair for the team. I don't think it's fair for him. And he can get injured. So I don't think he left because he was mad at. He knew, he kind of, when I said, I can't take that risk, you know, that responsibility to leave a goalie that, you know, he's an asset for Montreal Canadiens still. He goes in there, pull a hamstring because he's cramping up. I mean, it's not professional.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.